Welcome back to Joystick and Mouse, video game news and reviews. I am Alex. I go by Cross in the gaming community. With me is Diddy.
Howdy, folks.
There's your voice.
There it is.
And I got J-Dimes over there.
What's going on, peoples?
It's funny. We just tried recording. You guys won't hear this because this is post, but we just tried recording and then Diddy's like, howdy, wait, hello, hello. And we're like, we could not hear him.
Diddy, where
it was startling. Diddy, are you there? Diddy.
I went for more M&Ms.
Thank God. Okay, so we just got done recording episode 32. And what we're doing is, if you're hearing this, then I am on an adventure in Europe, and these two guys are stuck here in the States. I'm sorry.
I want to go on an adventure in Europe again.
We'll just put you in the luggage there.
Okay. I'd go, but my passport is expired, so I can't.
Oh, you got to get on that.
My
man.
Passport is not expired.
Oh, the price. To make you need renewing or getting a passport.
You're going to need a real ID
astronomical.
Soon.
Astronomical. Yes, yeah. I actually have to renew my driver's license this week. And I've got to go stand at the DMV to put in my paperwork to get a real ID.
That's nuts.
Which means I'm going to have an expired driver's license for a period of time.
Yeah, so what we're going to be doing over the next couple weeks, and I mentioned this on the last episode, is that you're going to be hearing content from us, little mini episodes. We're going to be doing a little bit of content to make sure that stuff hits your all's RSS feeds or however you're getting this thing. Regularly, you can stay engaged.
We're also going to engage on the Facebook page.
So we'll make sure to put
stuff up there and try to comment a little bit more.
But by the time you hear this, I will be in Europe. So instead of talking about video games today, I'm going to share with you guys the adventure that I'm
going to go on. Why are you going to Europe?
So we're going to Budapest.
Who's we?
When I say we, me and my company that I work for, we have a big organization like summit out there, and it's going to be really, really fun. It's basically, without going into too much about what I do, and because it's not fun to anybody, we're getting the entire organization together for the very first time as we are trying to take the organization into a new sort of level. So we said, you know what, let's do it. Let's make it big. We're going to all meet somewhere in Europe, and we're a global organization. We always, like, if we were to ever have people come over from overseas, it would always be, like, somewhere in the United States. And we're like, you know what? That's not like one. That's not fair for our friends overseas because, hey, we've got that's a lot of travel on them. Two, there are a lot of people in the States that want to be able to travel overseas and experience something. So you know what? Here we go. We have an opportunity to do something a little different. So we're going to Budapest.
Now, how did they pick Budapest? Do you know anything about?
It's just a cool city. And there's
good things about Budapest.
It's a very clean city. Yeah. I've never been, but everything that I've been told is a very clean city. There's a whole metaphor with a bridge. So we're kind of building the bridge that is our organization bringing everybody together. So the thing about Budapest is that, like, it's known for that beautiful bridge. If you guys at home are sitting in front of your computer, you can Google Budapest, look for that bridge that connects over the Danube, which is the big river in between. You have the Buda on one side and Pest on the other side. And back, you know, years and years ago, they needed to trade with each other. So they slowly started building bridges between these two cities, and then they eventually just became Budapest. So, like, it became, like, one city. So it's a fun little bit of history there. There's way more that goes into it that I don't know, but that's just kind of the high level that I was given as we were approaching this trip.
We're not just video games on Joystick and Mouse.
That's right.
We give history lessons.
There are two cities in Europe that I always hear really good things about. One of them is Budapest. The other one is Prague. Those are two cities that I really want to go to.
My only experience in Europe has been Rome. And Rome was a lot of fun. We went there for this, like, little, I would call it a pilgrimage, like, for Deanna and me, because it was the it was right before we were planning on starting a family, and I talked about this a bit on the Dad Chronicle. We had it was a Jubilee year, so if you're a Catholic, you know what that means. But it was, you know, we visited all the major the major cathedrals and everything. It was really amazing. It was a great experience. But we said, you know what? Like, we got to do more travel. And when I saw that this was an opportunity for me to go to Budapest, and I was like, awesome, I'm going to go check out another part of Europe. Hey, you know what? While I'm over there, Deanna, why don't you fly out? And I originally said, hey, come on out to Budapest. Maybe we'll spend some time in Budapest. She didn't do that for two reasons. One, because there's really not a lot to do in Budapest, believe it or not. Like, you can knock it out in a couple days. You really can. Like, they have these things called relic bars, for instance. Like, They are bars that are built on top of these. Oh, no, sorry, not relic. Ruin bars. They're built on top of ruins, like old ruins. which is pretty cool. But like nothing really like they've got some history, obviously, but nothing as engaging as something like London, which is where we're going. Plus, she didn't want to go because it's like a 20-plus-hour flight, and that's a lot. That's so a lot. You can go to London in like
London
seven
is
hours.
My wife and I's favorite destination.
Why do you like London so much?
It's a blast. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of history.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of great things to do. Everybody that goes to England says the food is bland.
Because it is.
We love it. We love the food.
My parents said the same thing. They love
it. Let me ask you a question, though. Are you eating English food or are you eating the other cuisines?
No, English food. I love fish and chips. Sunday roast is one of the best things I think I've ever had in my life. Okay, this is going to sound weird.
Do you not like salt?
No, I don't like salt.
Well,
I don't need a lot of salt as it is. This is going to sound really weird.
Okay.
My future son-in-law...
did they get engaged?
No.
Oh, okay. Jesus, my heart.
He's dropping hints.
Ghazi? He's dropping hints. Oh, my God.
My daughter's boyfriend, future son-in-law, is English. And, well, his parents are English.
Does he have an accent?
No.
Aw.
His mom does, though.
Oh, I love that.
It's hilarious. So he said, when you go to London, go get a pizza. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, go get a pizza.
Why? Why would you get a pizza in London?
Because it's phenomenal.
No.
Yes. We were floored.
Why? Why is it phenomenal?
So it's really thin crust. It's really light. You can eat a whole pizza and not be full and feel
That sounds
bloated,
like Rome.
Disgusting.
Okay, I like that.
It is amazing. We found this place in Chelsea called Franco Manca. Here's your plug. Oh, my God. The pizza was just phenomenal.
We'll take a check at joysticmouse@gmail.com.
Unbelievable.
Send it there.
Unbelievable. So, yeah.
Love it.
We just had the beer's great. It's all cask beer.
I agree with you that the beer.
So, you've been to London, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. The beer is good. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
I wasn't big on the food. The Indian food that I had while I was there was great.
Everybody says the Indian food there is like amazing.
Listen, watch out for the curry.
Yes.
Yeah, when they tell you the curry is spicy, believe them.
Go find the speakeasies. There's tons of speakeasies throughout the the city.
Oh, yeah. I just went to a speakeasy.
You can find
just
some
Vegas.
Absinthe.
Yeah, no markings on the doors or anything.
Do they have the actual absinthe there?
Yeah.
They have wormwood absinthe. That's
stuff
great.
You can't get here.
Yeah. I'm going to try it.
The big thing in London is gin.
Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you for reminding me. I love gin.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay.
Cider. There's good ciders.
Good cideries.
And there's so much history to see. I mean,
history.
Everything is.
So there's two things that I'm very much.
Go to Canterbury. If you can catch a bus trip or a train.
Oh, that was one that we were.
Canterbury.
That's why that sounded familiar, because it's kind of a hike, isn't it?
It is a bit of a hike, but it's worth it.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
You can literally walk into Canterbury Cathedral, and there is a tile on the floor where they killed the Bishop of Canterbury.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Like marking the spot, yeah.
The other one, this is going to sound weird, is the War Memorial. The War Museum.
Is it the Churchill War
it's
Room?
It's freaking fascinating.
Is it the Churchill War Room, or is it something different?
No, this is the...
Is it in the British Museum, or is it somewhere else?
I think it's the British War Museum.
Okay, gotcha.
Have I ever told you all the story about...
I'll send you the link. It's fascinating.
Not getting to meet Paul McCartney?
No? Okay, go ahead.
So I was in London in college when I did my study abroad. And so we spent like 3 or 4 weeks at Cambridge. And then we spent a week in London just being able to do whatever it is that we wanted to do. And so we were staying in this flat in St. John's. And when we got to the flat, the guy that was kind of in charge of the property, he was telling us about the neighborhood and like the other people that lived there. And one of the people he said lived in the neighborhood was Paul McCartney. And so he points to this building behind the building where we're staying. He said, you know, he's got an apartment over there. Didn't think anything of it. So a few days later, I get up, going to use the bathroom, and my flatmates are like, hey, we're going to go up to this diner to go get some breakfast. Do you want to go? I'm like, no, I'm just going to go back to bed. So I go back to bed. when I get back up and they're back from breakfast, they're like, Tim, you should have come. I was like, why? So they sat down, and it was one of these diners where it's kind of one long table or like a few long tables, and there's one long cushion bench that's for all the tables, and then there are individual chairs on the opposite side of the table. So they sat down in the booth side, and about 10 minutes after they got there, Paul McCartney walks into the,
no.
to the diner and sits down next to them on the booth side.
What?
And they said they lost their minds.
And
apparently, yeah. because he lives in the neighborhood, he comes into this diner all the time. And the people that work there were just like, oh, I'm, you know, Paul, whatever. Like, it didn't strike them as anything out of the ordinary.
God, that's cool.
But, like, you know, the five Americans in there are losing their minds. Because Paul McCartney sitting next to him. They said he was really nice and, like, signed autographs for him. And, you know, this is before the age of, like, camera phones and all that stuff, so nobody was asking for pictures or whatever.
Yeah, but that's still rad. Like, I'm a big fan of meeting a celebrity. I don't need, like, maybe I'll take a picture with them, but, like, I actually really cherish the and what I remember is, like, the genuine interaction, a conversation with a celebrity. Yeah. And, you know, I use the term celebrity, but really anybody that I've had influence or have influenced me or I look up to in some kind of a form or capacity.
So Larry Fishburne. I was listening to Larry Fishburne on what used to be the Nerdist podcast. And he was saying how he won't take pictures. Like, if he meets somebody out in public, he's like, you know, he'll shake your hand, have a couple words with them. If they seem to be a normal person, he will give them a hug. But he doesn't take pictures.
Yeah.
I was like, that's cool. He was like, I think, you know, a hug, a handshake, a conversation is more important.
Because what are you going to do with that picture? Honestly, you're going to take that picture and you're going to brag about your brag about your experience with your friends.
Right. But I think it's an even better brag to be able to say, hey, I sat down and had a conversation.
Yeah.
I talked.
That's rad. Like, I want to sit down with somebody and think, like, have, like, a really meaningful discussion about whatever it is that they, maybe this is just like the interviewer in me because I'm just so curious about everything. Like, I would love to sit down with them and just be like, talking music with somebody like Paul McCartney, and just be like, thank you for what you did for music.
I'm still finding songs that I didn't know were Beatles songs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's outrageous. So two things that I'm really looking forward to, There are three things that I'm really looking forward to in London. One is an authentic pub experience. And when I say an authentic pub experience, I have a buddy who lives there. He's going to take us for this. We're going to go over to Anderton's music store in London, which is, if you guys are familiar with music and YouTube, you've heard of Anderton's. So he goes there all the time to play music, and we're going to sit down and play some guitar, and then he's going to take me over to a pub that he always goes to, and we're just going to sit down, have a beer, eat some food, whatever it is. Participate in whatever tomfoolery goes on. So that's one thing that I'm really looking forward to. The second thing is that the history.
Yeah.
So, like you said,
everything you walk past in London
has got some kind of historical significance.
Yeah. It's all old. It's all beautiful. Go see Parliament? Is that what?
Oh, Parliament.
Parliament, yeah.
But what's the name of the building? I can't think of the name of the building.
Westminster Abbey?
No, Westminster is the church.
Yeah, that's right. That's the church.
No, they blew it up in V for Vendetta. I can't. It's another Vertigo title. I can't remember what it is, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
If you get a chance, go for a walk through Hyde Park.
Yes, I was told
that. There's a huge Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's called the Eye.
The Eye. Yep.
The Eye. Something else. While you're on your pub tours, if you find a Jack the Ripper tour, do it.
And take it at night.
Take it at night.
Do it at night.
All right.
They will literally. Here's the crazy thing about
my wife won't go.
Some of the bars, especially the bar that they think Jack the Ripper drank at, is still an active bar now.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what?
Looks pretty much exactly the same that it did 200 years ago. And it's still there. It's is it the Four Rabbits or something? I can't remember what it's called. But yeah, it's still there. So when I was there, we did the tour and they, you know, talked to you about Jack the Ripper. And
I love it.
Like why they never caught him, like, or theories why they never caught him.
Well, I'm going to share with you guys what our itinerary looks like right now.
And find a good used bookstore, even if you don't want to buy a used
book. Oh, I would
do
that. Yeah. Just for Deanna specifically, because she's a big
It's amazing.
Lover of that stuff.
The books. Like when I was in London, there was a bookshop across the street from Cambridge College that had original copies of Lord of the Rings.
Like no.
First edition runs.
What?
And they would let you hold them. And I was like, I don't want to hold that. Like, something happens to it, I can't pay for it. But, like, the fact that, like, these antique books.
Yeah,
like,
that's
did
cool.
You think, do those really exist? Yeah, sitting on a shelf. You could literally come home with a... You might actually find, like, a good first edition Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah. That would be cool. The Philosopher's Stone.
It'd be the Philosopher's Stone over there. Yeah.
Diddy's showing a picture of them in front of Big Ben there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, so very briefly, I'll tell you guys what we're doing. So we have, first of all, I'm getting there on Friday, the 24th. So when we get there, Deanna and I are meeting up. I'm flying from Budapest. She's coming in from the States. We're going to go do the British Museum that day. Supposedly there's that you could spend like a couple days in there because there's so much stuff to do. And then the next day we're doing the Tower of London and Tower Bridge. Yep. And then we're also going to go do Greenwich Observatory, which I heard is really neat. We're going to Kensington Palace. The following day we're going to do the Churchill War Rooms. And then we're the day after that we're doing Westminster Abbey. And then this is okay. So you guys, I said three things I'm looking forward to. Y'all ready? All right.
You ready for this, Don?
I'm ready.
The Harry Potter tour.
No.
We're going to the studio where they filmed Harry Potter, and they consolidated all the sets and props and everything. And we're going to go take a tour.
Are you going up to the?
I got to find out what they sell in their
the Warner Brothers.
I might have to
the Warner Brothers. Yeah.
I might have to give you some money and like. You to bring me back a good souvenir.
Oh, well yeah, I'll be looking out for you guys. Don't worry about that.
Well, that's awesome.
So, I'm so geeky about it, guys. I'm so geeky about it. I can't wait. And we just finished watching all the Harry Potter movies. You know, we saw Cursed Child and all that. Like, I'm just like so in. I'm in. So yeah, we're doing that. And then we got the following day where we're just going to do some pub tour stuff, and then we come home on the 29th. So it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Imperial War Museum. That's the
Imperial
name of it.
War Museum.
If you get a chance, go out and see it. It's
got it.
Fascinating.
I shall. And if you, this is gonna come out before I hit London. So if people are listening to this and they're like, "Hey, Alex, go do this thing in London," you can email joystickandmouse@gmail.com. That's enough about me, guys. What are you guys gonna do while I'm gone?
Well, my birthday is Friday.
Well, this Friday.
Happy birthday.
So,
right before you leave.
Right before I leave, yeah.
So we're going to go see John Wick 3. I hope to put a pretty good dent in The Sandman. Maybe by the time you get back, I'll be done.
Nice.
We can talk about that when you get back. And, yeah, that's it for me.
How about you, Don? Plans.
I haven't seen any of the John Wick movies.
Ooh, it's good. I've only seen the first one. I haven't seen the second one, but I haven't seen
any of them. Oof. I should put those on my list, I guess.
I own them. I'll loan them to you if you want to watch.
Oh man, they're good. Yeah,
I'm probably going to be computer tweaking. I haven't done anything. Like I said, I fired it up and it was in the top 97th percentile. I'm going to tweak some memory voltages and some clock speeds, and I'm not going to overclock it greatly, but I'm going to tweak them to see what kind of performance I can get out of it.
So by the time that people hear this, you may have blown up the computer.
I will not blow up the computer.
Oh, okay.
Not going that far.
Okay, good.
If he blows up the computer, I feel like his wife is going to give him the most dirtiest of looks.
That sounds about right. Well,
she's just happy the office is clean again because there was crap everywhere.
I'm sure. Yeah, you're working on it for a little while. So, all right, guys, that's going to be it for our little mini episode here. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks at home. You can email joystickandmouse@gmail.com. Head to joystickandmouse.com to listen to all the other episodes. Make sure that you subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes if you enjoyed the show. Diddy, where can people reach you?
Diddy Does Games, all places.
How about you, J Dimes?
Jay Dimes, all places.
Sweet. You can follow me at Alex Albisu on all the places. Last name is spelled A-L-B as in boy, I-S as in Sam, U. Go follow me because I'm going to be documenting all the stuff that I do in Europe. So until next time.
See you later, folks.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Yeah.
I like that. Special. All right, bye, everybody.
London, not France.
Oh, that's true.
If you like this show, check out more great content at incastmedianetwork.com.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Should we talk about carnivorous of clitoris or
whatever? Oh, carrion clitoris. Carrion of clitoris.
Carrion of clitoris.
That's my death metal band. Carrion of clitoris.
I was going to say that was my whole cover band.
You all saw Captain Marvel, right?
Yes.
So they played a couple of Nirvana songs in the movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I looked over, and then like at the end, they played some Hole. And I looked mm-hmm. over at Vanessa, and I was like, you know, Courtney told him the only way you get these Nirvana songs is if I get some money on these Hole.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.